Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Getting into the race very early is exactly the formula that a once unknown Deval Patrick used to eventually win the governor's race in Massachusetts. With Patrick leaving office in 2014, the first of the candidates to replace him are beginning to step forward. Pediatrician Dr. Donald Berwick is one of them. He's just announced. Berwick is the former head of the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and joins us on the phone this morning from Florida, where he's on a speaking engagement. Dr. Berwick, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for speaking with me.
Doctor, you're one of the nation's top experts on healthcare quality and cost. As those issues come to the fore nationally, why leave that work to try and become governor?
Well, I want to continue that work as governor. Massachusetts is being looked to by everyone around the country for success in its own healthcare reform, and it's very important, I think, to have a governor who knows how to get us to healthcare reform in the state. We haven't completed the job yet, but my interests are much broader than that. My career has been devoted to improvement of large systems of all types, and I'm really interested in communities that thrive, not just healthcare.
Well, let's talk about healthcare, though, for just a few minutes, and healthcare costs. What would you do if elected governor next fall to help control the rising cost of healthcare in Massachusetts in particular?
I'm really proud to be in Massachusetts. It's the first state in the union that's made healthcare a human right. But in order to be able to make that sustainable, we're going to have to reform healthcare to make it more continuous, more responsive to patients, safer. A healthcare system that's better will be more affordable, and that's going to involve change. We need hospitals and healthcare overall to really become seamless and coordinated. Those are big changes, and as governor, I would guide and insist upon those changes throughout the healthcare system.
So is the state doing enough now in that regard then?
We're en route, but there's a lot more to do. We're coming from a healthcare system that has been really addicted to volume. Just the more you do, the more you make, and that's not good for patients. Patients need care that's responsive to them, that keeps them home. We need hospitals that want to be empty, not full, and that's a big change.
Well, what about the economy? Massachusetts has fared better than most through the recession, but unemployment is still a problem. It currently stands at 6.4%. What would you do to help lower that rate?
For that, we're going to need robust communities with infrastructure that works, transportation, education, and attention, especially to poverty and keeping people from falling victim to loss of jobs. I want to work hard in economic development in this state.
Education. On your website, you say you want to focus on improving schools, especially the disparities in resources and achievements. What does that mean?
We have good schools in Massachusetts. We're probably top of the country, but we have a long way to go. And there are disparities. Schools, you can walk 1 mile from a school with 90% success rate to one with 30% success rate, and that's not acceptable.
One of the most controversial proposals that the legislature and the governor dealt with in this last year was Governor Patrick's call for $2 billion in new revenue by closing a bunch of tax loopholes and raising the state's income tax by one full percentage point while cutting the state sales tax as well. What was your stand on that plan, which was designed to raise money for education and transportation?
We need to invest in our future. Our transportation system is badly in need of more upkeep and repair thanks to years of neglect. The same goes for education. We need to invest in our children. How we do that is a matter for further analysis, but I'm generally in favor of progressive taxation. I think people who make more need to contribute more, and people who are at the margin need to be less stressed by the tax system.
So some people listening might be saying, does that mean you're in favor of hiking the income tax?
I don't think a government has a right to the taxpayers' money. I think it has to earn that. For 30 years, I devoted myself to effective organizations, how to have improvement be central in organizations. I brought that to CMS in Washington when I ran it for President Obama, and that's what I would do as governor. I think effective government is necessary in order to earn the right to get taxpayer support.
Dr. Berwick, you're well known in your field, but perhaps a political unknown here in Massachusetts. What do you think your biggest challenge will be in getting support from voters who may be unfamiliar with you?
Well, I've been very excited by going around the state meeting voters. I find enormous resonance between the agenda that I have and want to pursue progressive future for Massachusetts, the well-being of our children, healthy communities, and I'm just excited about the opportunity to work for the state. It's given me so much, and I'd like to give back to it now.
And you've never held elected office. What makes you think that your background in healthcare qualifies you to lead the Commonwealth?
I've worked with government and policy for 30 years throughout my whole career. In Washington, President Obama asked me to run the largest agency in government, $820 billion with 5,500 employees. I had a marvelous experience. I believe in government. I believe in effective government. And I think I've got the skills and the tools to make Massachusetts the example that this country needs.
Don Berwick, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.
Donald Berwick is a pediatrician and a former head of the U.S. Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services. He joined us on the line from Florida. He's one of two Democrats who've announced they're running for governor.